ABC Radio Australia.
Now, seabed mining is a controversial topic right across the Pacific, with countries holding very different views on whether it's a good idea or not. Cook Islands has moved a step closer to being the first island nation to sanction an undersea mining project after the government wrapped up community consultations. But as Marla Damati reports, now it's facing accusations from the opposition that what the government did was an act of persuasion rather than consultation.
The Cook Islands Prime Minister Mark Brown himself led a delegation visiting some of the country's remotest islands. They visited the islands of Palmerston and Nauru to consult with the local communities about deep sea mining. Alex Herman was there too. She's the commissioner for the Cook Islands Seabed Minerals Authority, the government's agency tasked with managing seabed activities.
I think the consultations to our Northern Group Islands were very successful. Key for us was the fact that we were able to visit our most remote islands in the Cook Islands, which are actually only accessible by boat.
The Cook Islands government has been consulting locals because it's interested in possibly allowing mining in its waters. It's been seeking public feedback on draft seabed mining regulations, and last year it ran a tender process for an exploration license. The Seabed Minerals Authority says studies show that within its vast exclusive economic zone, there could be up to 12 billion tonnes of nodules that contain minerals like cobalt, nickel, copper and titanium. Minerals like cobalt are high in demand globally because it's used to make products like mobile phones, laptops and electric car batteries. But Alex Herman says at this stage, they're only considering allowing companies in to explore and collect data to help confirm the potential that may lie beneath.
Well, we received a variety of questions from environmental to financial to social related questions. I think this is great because it showed that our island communities are interested in the various issues involved in the development of our seabed mineral sector.
But Cook Islands opposition leader Tina Brown thinks the government has already made up its mind in favour of seabed mining.
We do have some concerns. We do not believe that the consultations are giving both sides of the story. They are not true consultations. We think it's just government promoting and presenting its views.
She claimed the opposition wasn't able to be a part of the community consultations.
They went on the recent trip up to Palmerston, Pukapuka, and did their presentations and didn't include us as part of the delegation. I think it would be problematic for them because we don't quite hold the same view as they do. And so they don't want an opposing view to be put before the public.
The Seabed Minerals Commissioner, Alex Herman, says they weren't aware of the opposition's request to be part of the consultations.
I was not aware of the opposition making any request. They did not make a request to our office. I have seen those comments and I actually have reached out to the opposition today. So I'm having a meeting with them in terms of discussing this further with them and also with a view to include them in future consultations.
Tina Brown argues that they should have been included to provide balance and a different perspective.
If anything, I think it's not a consultation. In my view, what they have done is they've simply just presented one side. They call it consultation, but my definition of consultation is proper consultation. You have present the good, the bad and the ugly.
But Ms. Herman believes that's what they've done.
I think we're trying to do consultations as well as the development of our seabed minerals in a responsible way.
Cook Islands isn't the only Pacific country considering the economic values of seabed mining. PNG had long expected to be the home of the world's first seabed mining project until the company behind it went bankrupt. But the mining license still exists and PNG activists worry it might still be used. They're concerned that there's still a lack of research about the potential potential environmental impacts. And that's prompted a leading marine scientist to this week call for the PNG government to work with other Pacific country leaders and consider implementing a regional ban on seabed mining. But Alex Herman in Cook Islands says it's up to individual countries to decide whether or not to pursue seabed mining.
A decision on whether to support seabed minerals development is a sovereign one that each government will make according to their perspective.
That's one thing opposition leader Tina Brown agrees with. But what she does want is more consultation and research.
But I do think that even the exploration stage should be monitored very carefully and the data be analysed carefully so that if we are going to move into a stage where licences should be issued, we would be much, much more educated at that point.